In January 2014, President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan signed a dangerous and deadly bill into law. A law criminalizing same-sex relationships, even amongst consenting adults. Ever since then, it's been hell for many Nigerians, as many fled the country for fear that they might be caught. Anyone caught or even suspected faces a harsh prison condition of up to 14 years. Even anyone who dares to support or witness LGBT activities and refuses to report faces up to 10 years imprisonment. Nigeria is one of the 38 out of 54 African countries facing this harsh condition. This law has encouraged brutality, hate and hardship for many who are members of the Nigerian LGBT community. TS Nigeria, a leading human rights organization, has documented a significant number of hate crimes against members of the Nigerian LGBT community. Don't be silent. Join the fight against homophobia, transphobia, biphobia and all labels promoting hate for people who are sexually different. Join No Strings and TS Nigeria to fight a good fight. Visit www.nostringspodcast.wordpress.com and www.initiativeforequality.org.
This is a sponsored message from No Strings Podcast.
With Mike Damon. Hi, welcome again to No Strings. Ian, I'm Mike Damon. I want to say a big thank you for joining me again in No Strings. No Strings, of course, is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it discusses LGBT issues every week. Now, for this week, we're going to be talking with Tef London, not real names though. Tef shared his thought-provoking story on Katie a few months ago, that is Kido Diaries, about how his parents discovered a secret side of him. To read that story, please visit kidodiaries.wordpress.com. But we're not going to focus on the actual story again. Instead, we are going to focus on the after effect. We're going to hear from him how he's coping with the big secret revealed. But that's not going to happen now, because I'm going to take a quick time out and then finally come back again, No Strings, and then we're going to continue with Tef London. No Strings. I'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon. You're listening to No Strings.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. And I'm Mike Damon. For this week, of course, we're going to be talking to Tef London. Not real names, though. Hello, Tef London. I'm so happy you've decided to share a story and a piece of yourself in No Strings. It is indeed courageous of you to have decided to do this with me. It's in fact a pleasure to have you on No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. Now let's welcome Tef to No Strings. Tef, you shared such a compelling and at the same time thought-provoking story on kidodiaries.wordpress.com a few months ago, and after reading, I did not know what to say or how to feel, but all the same, it was something I can relate with. And I'm sure a whole lot of people related to it. And it's indeed one of those, you know, stories on Katie that I can call historical. So Tef London, how's life with you since your parents knew about your sexual orientation? And also, what do you think in your life has changed naturally since then? Please tell us.
Man, to be honest with you, it has not been easy. Since when my parents found out, and especially my dad, you know, coming from a family, a very religious family. I was given birth to in the church. And, you know, there's this this spiritual thing about everything we do in my family. So I would say it has not been very easy for me. And, I mean, to be honest with you, let me just say my life has changed totally since when my family found out. In a good way, and I would say in a bad way too. So I'm sure I'll explain with time what I mean by that in a good way and in a bad way.
So, Tef, you have to pardon me. I'll continue to use that name for the purpose of this show. So what have you deliberately changed about yourself since the incident? That is, if you have changed anything at all.
To be honest with you, a lot of things have changed about me since the incident. For example, and how to like create, how will I put it now? Is it defense mechanism about the way I do my things? Like, whatever I do now, you know, eyebrows are raised. I can't actually do anything freely. You know, I'm being closely monitored, even at a very matured age. You can just imagine. I'm supposed to, like, my family, they don't even, you know, for example, now, I'm not even meant to be in Nigeria, but my family don't want to release me because they feel that if I go abroad, that I'll actually get worse, you know. So it's not been easy. It's not been easy handling the whole situation.
Really. Some people say that it is a good thing for one's parents to find out about their children's sexual orientation, even though I know that parents differ from home to home. But for someone who has first-hand experience, what can you say to this or about this?
Well, I would say that it depends on an individual, because it depends on how strong you are. Mentally, emotionally, how you can handle your parents knowing. And it depends on the parents too. You know, thank God, you know, for LGBT groups and communities, you know, that are educating people. You know. So I think most parents now are learning about situations like that. Especially parents that I would say are open minded. So it depends on the family, it depends on the individual. Basically, talking from my own perspective, it has not been easy for me, but I thank God that I found out, because, I mean, that's like a huge weight lifted from me.
So, Tef, with the incidents in the picture now, how are your parents taking things with you, and how's your relationship with them? Are you trying to win them over again? Do you think that they're disappointed?
Well, I would say with what happened, my parents, my father took it differently, my mother took it differently. My mother, my mother, she's a Christian woman, so she just took she just took the whole situation to good. So she's a very prayerful person, and she just keeps praying for me and keeps telling me that, you know, I should watch out for my friends and this and that and blah blah blah. I think she has been more understanding. Unlike my dad, you know, my dad is a womanizer. You know, he just doesn't want to come to terms with it. He doesn't want to believe. He doesn't want to accept that something like that is possible. You know, I mean, I could remember very well the rage. You know, the way he roared when he found out, like a lion. You know. But I was handling it. Let me say, he's taking it.
He doesn't have any other choice. He sure does have to take it. I hope he comes around. Now, in everything that's happened, do you think they still love you? If no, do you think they will love you again as much as before? You know, are you that hopeful? Please tell us.
I'll say, I know my mom still loves me. I know my dad still loves me. But I don't know how much. There's no way I would know if they love me more.
Yeah.
But I know they both still love me. And I believe in the way they are reacting to me is their own way of showing that they love me. So let's not rule out the fact that even when parents, you know, when they do certain things, they do it out of love.
Yeah.
But we children, we do not. That's why I said it's very important, education. Because, you know, they don't know much about this. If they were educated about it, then I'm sure they would have handled it better. But they are handling it the way they see this, you know, the way they deem it, they think it's best for them to handle it.
So true, Tef. Because I know in situations like this, I know some people would consider change as an alternative option. So are you presenting yourself as a changed person to your family?
Well, I would say, to be very factual with you, I would say kind of. Like, I've been created to the pressure that I'm a changed person to my dad. At the same time, there are some times that I just don't care. I just let loose. I'm like, whatever wants to happen should happen. it's not easy. You know, the way Nigeria is. So we still have to comport sometimes. But then sometimes, I mean, I'm like, I'm me. This is me. You just have to accept it. So, yeah, that's just it. That's the way I present myself sometimes. You know, I try to comport sometimes. I just let loose.
So, are your parents always bringing up the subject? If yes, how do you balance the conversation each time?
Ah, of course. My mom always mentions it. My dad also always mentions it. But one thing I noticed is that I wouldn't say it's like they are shy to even discuss the matter with me. You know, there are ways they address the issue without actually mentioning the main word, without actually saying it directly, but I know that's what they are talking about. So, I don't know, it's a very complicated and confusing situation. But my dad do bring it up sometimes. I know he does. He do bring it up sometimes whenever we are talking, and you know. I don't feel comfortable discussing my sex life with my dad. So I just try to just stop the conversation. Like, I don't even want to discuss about it. Here you get.
So, do you think your parents are being too hard on you?
Well, I won't say they are being too hard. Like I said earlier, I already mentioned it. I said they are reacting the best way they know how to. They believe by doing what they are doing now, which is, you know, depriving me of certain things, privileges, like, they don't want me to leave their side, which I know is impossible. They can't hold me down forever. My mom taking my issue to prayers, praying, fasting, blah, 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 you know. I don't think all these things is being hard. I don't know, maybe, maturity has made me understand that this is the best way they could react to it. And, you know, so it's left to me. I want them to understand me. So while I want them to understand me, in the process, I also have to try to understand them. So I understand them because they are old school, they came from the old age. So, you know, I'm just trying to be understanding. I believe that they are not too hard on me. They are just, but I know with time they will come to terms with everything.
That's true. I hope they do. So how about other members of your family? How did they react to the discovery, and how are they treating you now?
Well, that's a big one. That's a big question. Well, my dad told some of my extended family members something happened, you know, and he had to tell them because, you know, we're close. Three of my aunties, they stay, like, one stays in the US and two in England, and you know, like, they've been asking my dad that they want me to come over and stay with them and blah blah blah. So you just have to tell them some of the reasons why he doesn't want me to come over. You know, so you have to tell them, and they were shocked. They were surprised. They came, they didn't believe. They said it's not possible. They bombarded me with all sorts of questions and everything. I'll say everybody is just, let me just say, nobody, right now, nobody's just talking about it. Like, like this thing that nobody wants to talk about.
So, apart from your family finding out, is there any other person aware of the situation? Say, maybe a close family friend or just someone? And if yes, then what was their reaction? And how are they treating you now?
Well, I would say some of my cousins actually know about it. And they are taking it well. You know, when we were kids, we did it, you know, child, whatever. And I did it with a few of my cousins then. And even though they might have stopped by now, I don't know for sure, but I think they stopped. But when they heard about it, you know, not foreign to them. They already know about it, so they took it normally. We are still close. We don't talk about it, but we are still close. They treat me normally. Some of my friends too know. You know, just a few of them do. I'm treated normally, so I don't know.
Okay. So, are you regretting your actions now? I mean, wishing you should have done things differently. Do you think or feel that you caused all that's happened to you?
Well, of course. I wish I could have changed so many things. I wish I could have changed so many things in the past. I mean, like I said, I've always been saying that I'm not really a fan of coming out with your loved ones, but it happens, and I think, I mean, life goes on. There's nothing you can do about it.
So true.
I mean, I wish I hadn't done. If you have read my story, I wish, in which I, you know, I took somebody to the police station, and that was how my dad was found out.
Read
so
about
I
that.
Wish I never did all of that, but I was young, I was naive, you know, stupid. So, and you know, I found out. I wish I could change some things, but since I can't change them, I mean, life goes on.
Of course, it does. I'm gonna take a quick time out now and then come back. I'll be on No Strings. I'm Mike Damon. I'll take a jiffy. Come back. I'm still gonna be talking to Tef London right after this.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon. Relax. Unwind. Take the tension off as you listen to Mike Damon here on No Strings. Visit www.nostringspodcast.wordpress.com. You're listening to No Strings.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings, and I'm Mike Damon. No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. We are still talking to Tef London, not real names though. Tef, you're welcome again. Welcome back, of course, to No Strings. So Tef, tell us, are you considering change as an option now? Do you think it is even possible?
Okay, this is your question. Is very funny. Changing. Well, it's a tricky question, to be honest with you. Actually, I'm considering it, but in as much as I know, it's almost impossible. Let me just say I'm taking the day as it comes, day after day. You know, like you said, it's a consideration. I'm just considering it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I've been trying for a few years, but it was not just possible. Let me just say, like I said, I'll just take the day as it comes. I'll take the day as it comes. I don't know what God has in store for me, but I'll take the day as it comes. Your question is a tricky question. I don't really know what to say on this. So let me just leave that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tef, for answering that. Now, your sexuality, for you, do you think it's natural, or maybe something happened and as a result you have concluded that it must be the reason why you are the way you are?
Well, this is another tricky question. I think like your questions are getting trickier. Okay. Well, actually I remember very well when I was in my primary school, like I used to like this girl. Like, I remember when we were sitting together and I wish our laughs were touching each other. But then when I got to secondary school, I got raped. You know, my seniors telling me to something. Young. Then there was this cousin of, there was this close family friend of mine. He was white. He used to do it too. And then I was dealing with my cousin. So, to be honest, I don't really know at what point. I don't know if I was born this way or I was converted or anything. I don't really know. But I know at some point I used to like girls and girls only. But then after a while, I don't know. So I don't really know the answer to that question.
So sad. I'm truly sorry. So sad. Such a sad story. It's always that, right? The rape. Yeah, some people will quickly jump on the bandwagon and say, yes, it must be it. But what do we truly know? Human sexuality always complicated. All the same, I'm sorry, Tef. I know it's a long time, but I have to still say sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm deeply sorry for what happened to you. Let's move on then. Tef, in overall, how are you dealing with everything that's going on? How have you been able to maintain your balance and sanity? Please tell us.
Trust me. Trust me, it has not been easy. You know, conforming, you know, and then having to conform to the society. Having to balance your spiritual life with your sexuality.
Things,
your family members. You know, having to balance
everything
together. Your family members and loving yourself. You know, it's not been easy. It's not been easy at all. You know, the same issue of sexuality has deprived me from certain things, some things that would have actually helped my career, my life, you know. So it's not been easy, but you know, I just thank God for the kind of person that God created me. I have a very strong never say die attitude. So I will not give up. I will keep fighting. I won't say I'm not an activist, but I just believe.
I wish you would continue with that. I am truly sorry for everything that happened to you again. I'm just don't know what to say right now. But my apologies, please. I'm truly sorry for everything that's happened in your life. I hope you find the strength that you need to stay strong, and to stay true to yourself, and you know, just. Okay, Tef. In conclusion to this, what is your overall advice for people who may have gone through the same experience? And of course, how can they prevent what happened to you from actually happening to them?
So, lastly, I just wish some people learn from my lesson, because I know there are lots of, you know, support kids out there, you know, they are hired, jobless, you know, they really want to experiment and all of that. And what I would just say is that, you know, be yourself, be yourself, but, you know, be disciplined, be disciplined. That's the key word, discipline, you know.
Discipline.
Life, everything in life, even being, it's one thing to be successful, it's one thing to remain successful. For you to remain successful, you have to be disciplined in your actions and everything you do. Just be disciplined. I was very, very indisciplined, as in I had no control of myself. And I think all those little things added together, you know, became a challenge for me in my future. But now I've learned from those things, you know, and I'm now more disciplined.
Thank you so much, Ted, for that piece of advice. Discipline here is the key word. Discipline. I have to say it like that. We've actually come to the end of the show. I'm so happy that you found the time to stay through. Tef, I want to say a big thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you, I really do appreciate. Now, No Strings is for everyone. You can't come in No Strings. You can't talk to me about whatever issues. We can't share it in No Strings. So if you have a story or something you want to talk about, you can send your emails to info@nostringspodcast.zerofees.us. Or you can tweet at me using @nspodcast1. Tef is trying to do something good. He has a breeding project called Clam Go Outreach. It's still in the works, but he started something. It will deal with helping homeless people who live under the bridge in Lagos find shelter and provide, you know, suitable and comfortable environment for them to stay. Thank you so much, Tef, for doing that. That's the end for this week. I'll see you again next week. Stay good. Until then, bye-bye.